Praise the Lord. You've dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus on this, what traditionally we would call Christmas morning. It's Thursday, December the 25th in the year of our Lord, 5775. And on the Gregorian calendar, it's 2014. And it means today we celebrate, as a tradition, the birth of Jesus Christ. Of course, he was not born on December 25th. However, that's the time that traditionally has been chosen to celebrate his birthday. And whether or not we concur with that is of less importance than the fact that he was born. He is the gift. He is Lord. And whatever the reason we're doing what we're doing today as nations in the earth, traditionally, he is the reason for the season. So we can praise God today without dispute about that. So God bless you, and thank you for joining us on this Christmas morning. And you must love the Lord a whole lot, because it takes some discipline and certainly sacrifice to take the time that you have on this day that God has given you and spend it excuse me, this way, because I'm sure, like myself, you have tons of things to do today. So we're going to foreshorten our prayercast today for that reason, to give ourselves some time to prepare to be with family, whether they are coming over or we are going over, but be with family and friends and loved ones and just have a wonderful, peaceful day, because he is the Prince of peace. Let us go before the Lord, please. Dear Father, we come before you today and we thank you for this occasion, for this season that you have given to us, where the world, some are aware and many are still not aware that it's about your Son. It's about him and him alone. And there's no Santa. It's only a myth. And there's no real gift except the greatest gift that you've given to us. Thank you that you've caused us in our hearts, our awareness, our consciousness to be in tune with your reality and not just simply the world's reality. Thank you today for receiving us as you have every day in the past. You've opened your heart, the doors of your court, to us. And you've allowed us to come in. You're receiving us, not as strangers, but as people that are part of your flock. We are sheep of your flock. And you are our great shepherd. So we thank you on this Christmas day. We bless your name. Thank you not only for the Son, but for making a sacrifice of the Son so that your own justice and righteousness is satisfied. We're covered. We're forgiven. We're made into a household of faith, citizens of the kingdom of God, because of your Son and the sacrifice. We thank you for perfecting that for our sake and for your own glory. We thank you for all of those that are joined with us on this day. bless all with a wonderful and peaceful day today. Speak to our hearts even as we make our petitions and requests and praises known to you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, welcome. And it's Christmas Day. It's not a dream. It came. It is here. It's arrived. And you anticipated it, and God gave us, you and I, the privilege of being in it, being alive in it. And let us think of all the wonderful things that we can thank Him for. We can thank Him for our families, and I know that I am. We can thank Him for our families and their love for us, towards us. And even though there may be some members of your family that are not with us because they've departed this life, you still remember and you still cherish the memories and the thoughts. Then we praise God, and I know I do, for a church family, excuse me, and for a faith in Christ Jesus. And this all came about because of the gift. Over in Isaiah chapter 9, and verse 6 and 7, there are two powerful passages or verses of Scripture that have the length and breadth of eternity. It goes back all the way into eternity past and stretches forward through the present all the way to eternity yet to be seen by us. And here's what it says in verse 6. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And verse 7 continues, of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Well, as you noted, this came out of Isaiah chapter 9, and this is verse 6 and 7 that we have just had read in our hearing. This was a prophecy about 800 years before the birth of Christ by the prophet Isaiah. This was a prophecy. Well, did it happen? Surely. It did happen. We now know that it's history, and this is what this season is about. That the child was born, and the child proved to be a son. Here it's not talking about the fact that it was a boy. It's speaking of the fact, a much greater and glorious fact, that he proved that he had the nature of the Father in him, and that he matured in that so that the Father was able to say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And from then on, he went on to minister, giving sight to the blind, doing miracles, bringing change and restoration. And so he went to the cross, as was the path set before him. He was crucified, and he was entombed, and was resurrected from the dead. Notice I didn't say raised. If you're raised from the dead, you'll die again. But when you're resurrected, you'll never die again. You'll never see death again. So he was resurrected and was seated upon the right hand of his Father on his throne. The right hand is the position of favor. And so from there, he is ruling and will continue to rule forever. And so you and I are discovering that his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, and the Prince of Peace. So the government, his government, is on the increase, and of peace there shall be no end. So we can look forward to peace, justice with righteousness going forward. And the scripture puts the seal of heaven upon this prophecy, and we saw that it came true, most of it, and there's much of it yet still to be made manifest before our eyes. But the seal of heaven says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." The term Lord of hosts means Lord of armies. Yes, God is a commander in chief, and he leads armies, heavenly armies and earthly armies. And we have this privilege, you and I, of being part of his earthly army. That is why we're doing what we're doing right now. Armies are disciplined. Armies are on time. Armies are effective. Armies are under instruction, under command, and do follow directives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the wise men, they came from the east. It's recorded in the second chapter of Matthew. And they came looking for the king because they saw the star, a particular movement of light that led them to where he was. And you should go back and read that. I know we're all familiar with the Christmas story, but every time I go and I read the narrative there, I'm given revelation of what it means that you don't all see at once because it's too huge. It's too big, so to speak. So you have to kind of eat on it the way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. And that's how you get it. But if you have a praise report, you may share it with us. There may be some experience that you recall from the past in terms of Christmas, if you will, or something that the Lord did as recently as yesterday that you have noted. But now is a good time to share that. Or you can also share with us a prayer request, which allows us the opportunity to join our faith to yours. And to do so, just simply press the button 1 on your telephone. And that allows or enables your line, your microphone, to be alive so you could be heard. But it's Christmas morning. What gift do you bring? What treasure do you bring? The wise men did not come to where Jesus laid as a newborn. They did not come empty-handed. They came bearing treasures that he wanted to just offer to the Lord because he is king. They brought treasures fitting a king. They didn't just bring anything. They brought things of value. So we are only going to be here for a very short time. We are going to make sure that you and I have the time to prepare and do all the things that we would like to do to celebrate the memory of the Lord's birth, arrival on the earth, so to speak. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, your line is open and you may speak. Welcome and good morning. And happy Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Jennifer. God bless you.
You and all our listening partners on this great morning, I just want to give my gift of thanks to the Lord for all of his many blessings. They are so numerous, cannot even, you know, the words cannot express my thanks, because there's so many things that I have give the Lord thanks for.
Praise the Lord.
It's so numerous. I cannot mention all of them, but I thank him. I thank him for giving me life. He conceived me in my mother's womb. And even from
Amen.
That time till this hour, he's been with me. He promised that he would, and he did. And I just thank God that he brought me through. He brought me through from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. And I just want to give him thanks and bless him. Pray that in each and every one of our lives we could find something always to give thanks to the Lord for, and to be grateful always to him, because he is a faithful God. Whatever he says, that's what he does. He always comes through. You know, no matter, it might take some time in our sense of what we think of time, but he always comes through. And I just
yes.
give God thanks this morning. I give him thanks and praise. Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. He is most worthy of praise. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And what you're still doing and are yet
yes,
going to be
doing.
Seen by us, made manifest before our very eyes. We thank you for
thank
the
you.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
A gift that is far outside of this world. and its systems. A gift without liability to us. A gift that is everlasting.
Hallelujah.
A gift that truly means life and life everlasting. So we thank you for the salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the grace and the mercy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We give you praise at the gates.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today.
We
praise your name. Hallelujah.
We exalt you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think about your goodness, Lord, and I think about your grace.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ship you on
for our biological families. We thank you for our church families.
Yes, Lord.
We just bless your name. You have surrounded us with visible love.
Yes.
And we thank you today.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You today.
Thank you.
That the child is born and the son is given.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And that you will continue, because you're the Lord of armies, to perform all that has to do with the purpose for which the child is born and the son is given. We thank you. And we bless your name today.
Hallelujah.
We pray that everyone that is joined with us today is thankful and given to praise, and that joy will be overflowing today for all, even those that are unable to be with us right now.
Mighty God.
The joy
is
a cup today. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you.
Thank you. Praise
I would like to pray for those who. There are many people who today, while today may be a high point of joy for many of us, there are many also who today will be a very depressing for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
Some as simple as because they're not able to celebrate like they would like to materially. That's one reason. There are others who will be extremely depressed because a loved one has departed, either recently or some time ago, and they're remembering this now. There are those who might be depressed because they are homeless. They have issues. There may be mental health issues. There may be physical issues. But they don't have the peace. We want to pray for them today.
Yes,
we want to pray for them. Father, we pray for those that are not experiencing your peace on this day. Their world is stormy. They're depressed and oppressed. And they don't have the structural relationship with you. Enough to call on you today. We pray today, Lord, that for those that are calling on you, their hearts are crying out. We pray for them that they would continue to call and they would receive the answer. Even on this day will not simply be remembered as a day that's a holiday, but they remember that this is a day that they had a supernatural divine encounter with you through Christ Jesus, who is the most awesome gift. So we pray today for those who are oppressed because they don't have hope for receiving a gift. Yet you have given the greatest gift. We pray today that they would receive Him who is the greatest gift. That their thoughts would and eyes would be heavenward, even as the wise men did. They came not searching the ground, but looking up. They looked heavenward. Therefore they saw a star, and the star led them to the place of the King that was born. We pray today that many, their eyes, even in the midst of their sadness, troubles, their eyes would be heavenward, and they would ultimately see the light, the great light, and they would call and present themselves and all that they are, and that they would hear from heaven. And like the wise men, they came one way and they departed another, because of their encounter with the King. So we pray for them today. We also pray for those that are homeless and hungry. We pray that the star of hope would arise in their sky, under which they will find shelter and food and drink, clothing. That this would be a turnaround day for them, in the name of Jesus. And that even as they find shelter and food, they would come to know that you are their everlasting Father, wonderful Counselor, mighty God, and Prince of Peace. Even from this time and forevermore, something that you've committed to being. And you said, because you're the Lord of armies, you perform this. So we believe you today. We bless your name on this day in a mighty way. And we pray, Lord, that our presence today, wherever we are, will be a light, a guiding light, and a blessing to everyone, and most of all to you. So we praise your name on this day and thank you for interrupting the course of this world and interjecting a day, as imperfect as it may seem, but a day when we stop and think about the fact that this is about Christ, Jesus Christ, not about a holiday. So we thank you for this Christmas. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us on this day. We're glad that you took some time out of your busy schedule, because now you want to work on getting things and yourself together for the rest of this day. So God bless you. We're looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So enjoy. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. Send portions for those for whom nothing has been prepared. So the Lord has given you carte blanche today to just celebrate and have a good time. May God bless you richly today as you follow the star.
Wonderful and awesome day.
Praise God.